Welcome to another edition of the broadcast, and I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Welcome back, Sarah.
Oh, thank you.
I know you're a little under the weather, and we missed you.
Oh, I missed you guys.
What is our contact info, if you could still remember?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And I...
Oh, are you upset?
A little bit.
Why?
Okay, so I'm on the TikToks.
Oh, yes. Yes, you are.
Like the young people say, right?
No, right? I don't think they plural it, but no, you do don't. What you want.
I do it just to be... Just to emphasize how old I am.
But you're on it, so you're keeping young.
And I've seen this term go around, and I don't know if I've told you about it yet or not.
Okay.
So I know we did like a slang episode where we talked about like all the different slang and see which ones we knew about.
Yes, all the new slang, the hip words.
That all the kids are talking about.
Yeah.
Like the No Bones Day, which I'll explain a little bit.
I was like, I don't even know.
That is literally new. It happened within the last couple days. So I'm just like, oh, my God.
I can't keep up.
I had to figure it out because I'm like, I can't be left behind. But there's a new term. And I worry that it might be us.
Uh-oh.
It's not good.
Okay, what's the term? And I'll try to guess it.
I think it's pronounced chuggy. Chuggy?
That's chuggy? Like such an ugly word. Right? I already don't like it. Wow, that gives me no hints on what it could be.
No. And so like I found this article like on Facebook. It's like, are you a chuggy mom? It's usually referring to moms, but you don't have to be a mom for this.
Oh no.
Oh my goodness. Or a chug, I guess.
It's so weird.
But they usually describe it for like if you're a millennial or a Gen Z parent. Usually it's for a parent or a mom. I mean, it's not just for women, but usually women.
Oh, okay.
But it's used to describe something that's not trendy, basically. But there are types of lifestyle choices and wardrobe that kind of gives you that label.
Oh, kind of like the whole skinny jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah, how that's apparently not in.
Or like, you know, you have to do the middle part now.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it works the same for me. I realize I could do the side part, middle part. I have a weird cowlick and I look like an idiot either way.
So, dude, I kind of have one too.
Like right here. So like one side looks really cute and trendy and the other side is like, woo!
I'm having a party of my own and you can't control me.
It's like, you make me look like I have a bald spot. Thanks. Oh, it is pronounced chuggy. I don't know. See, it's... Chuggy or chuggy? I'm thinking it's chuggy.
So do you say, dude, you're such a chuggy?
I guess.
Is that how I would use
this? Oh, that's so chug. Or you are chuggy.
That's so chug.
I think I heard someone say it yesterday on TikTok. I know it's so chug. And I'm like, oh.
Is it just me or is that like a really ugly word?
It kind of sounds like chode.
Yeah, I think that's maybe what I'm thinking of.
Okay, but it's not quite, a lot of people, you know, associate it with like the term basic, but it's not necessarily the same thing, right?
Okay.
So it doesn't have to be something you're ashamed of, they say. I'm like, if you give it a name like that, you are going to be ashamed.
Well, I mean, see, maybe that's why it's different than basic, because I get called basic all the time.
Right.
And I'm totally okay with that.
There's some people that get offended.
That's true. I mean, there are those people, but dude,
I feel like
I am basic.
I'm like, it's funny because like I love that we're both basic and we're very different, even the way we dress. And oh,
yeah,
okay, not dress, because we both love comfy stuff.
Yeah, we both wear a lot of black oversized sweatshirts.
Yes,
that's our
and leggings. But like, I wear it all black. I do more of like the gothic rock flair. I'll wear my little jacket vest, but has a skull on it.
Hardcore.
So hardcore.
But yeah, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of definitions for basic. And there's a lot of characteristics that people can have that's so basic. Like, I'm very basic, but I hate pumpkin spice. Like, I hate pumpkin spice things, pumpkin spice lattes, and people just assume I would like that because I am basic. But no, like, you can have a lot of different...
Do you like rosé?
I love rosé.
See, that would be called basic. Like, I mean,
pumpkin spice
isn't necessarily like, I have to have it, but when I have had it, it's delicious. I like it. I'm just usually not ordering that. I'm ordering something else.
Yeah.
But the New York Times even was like, how does one define chuggy? It's not...
New York Times did this?
Yeah, they did a tweet on it, and the article I'm reading is from parents.com. But they say, how does one define chuggy? It's not embarrassing or even always negative.
Always.
And I'm just like, I'm not sure. It says, one of my friends said lasagna is chuggy. I'm like, what? That's not, I don't feel like that's the right.
No.
That sounds like an adult trying to be like, chuggy, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Like my dad trying to use it.
Right. But like, this is, so they have like the definition. It says one of them being someone who is out of touch or trying too hard. It's not quite basic, but it's someone who's is behind trends, but it feels inauthentic.
Oh, okay.
So like maybe like a TikTok mom, maybe it's kind of some not all, or the type of girl who gets married at 20 years old or have millennial girl boss energy, quote unquote, and can be applied to anyone or any gender of any age, and is highly subjective. And then the third one is decidedly unchoogy. So I guess this isn't choogy.
The opposite of
it's thrifting, making your own clothes, handmade products, Levi jeans, Birkenstocks, home decor. Ugh. Not found at Target. So I mean, I thought Birkenstocks would maybe be choogy, I guess. I don't know.
Ugh, if Birkenstocks are unchoogy, then I want to be choogy. Right. Birkenstocks are no good.
But they're talking about like choogy would be people buying all their home decor at Target.
Like, I would so Target. Do that. I love me some live, laugh, love signs. Okay,
okay? There's a line, Sarah.
My man hates it. Like, when we first started dating, he was like, I think these signs are so stupid. I'm like, I love these signs.
They've
so
gotten
much.
Made fun of so much on the internet that they're not cool anymore.
Live, laugh, love.
Funny enough, they have a list of things that, you know, are examples of what you could be. It's like, here are 8 things that might mean you should definitely accept and even embrace the label of choogy.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Okay, let's see if we're on it.
Number one is if you love wooden signs or Ray Dunn pottery. So the Ray Dunn pottery is usually like, you know, if it's a cookie jar, it says cookie jar in that funky font.
Oh, yeah. Make it a little edgy.
Or like, and I mean, I like one of their cups and it just said like spooky on it because my dad calls me spooky. My nickname is Spooky Cookie. Long story.
long story.
So I'm like, there's not going to be a cup that's a spooky cookie.
I mean, you could customize
it. I could. But Ray Dunn has a spooky one, and I'm like, okay, I kind of like that. But I'm not, but they have.
So normally you don't like stuff like that.
No. And that they say, if your home is brimming with live, laugh, love signs, wooden signs that say, but first coffee and other tchotchkes featuring cutesy sayings in papyrus font, let's face it, you're probably a choog.
Dude, called out. I love that kind of stuff. And I love like the wooden ones that like are cute, but like kind of funny, like a little witty, you know?
I like mine that aren't what everyone has.
Yeah.
Like I have one that I got from Target.
Uh-oh, choogy.
But it says, welcome to our beautiful chaos. And I'm like, that's cool. And then like I didn't want like your traditional doormat when I first got my house, so I made my own because I couldn't find one that I liked.
Oh, wow.
And it literally says, come as you are for Nevada.
Oh,
and I thought that was
cute.
Really sweet, and I liked it, but I made it myself.
You stole that idea from the internet, didn't you?
I looked. I'm like, what is a cool rocker?
Okay. Yeah, because I was
version?
Like, are you that creative?
I was like, I need something different. So it took me a while to find it.
Yeah. And then like, you just made it yourself.
And I made it myself. But I mean, I have other signs I've made, like, you know, do everything with lots of love. Like
do everything with lots of love. But you're making fun of my live, laugh, love?
It wasn't. Oh, no, it's do small things with big love or something like that with.
That's a little better, but still kind of a sign that I would have.
Yeah.
Not you.
No, but live, laugh, love is the line I'm saying. I'm just saying I have a line and apparently that's it, but I'm not any better.
I think
better.
You might be a little choogy.
I'm not saying I'm not. That's why I'm saying I feel old and I feel sad.
Oh, yeah, dude. I would so get all my decor from Target.
I get a lot of stuff from Target or Walmart or things I find on TikTok and I make my own because I spend more money than I should on to make it myself.
Yeah.
But then I feel good about it. Number two is you are just as infatuated with Disney as your kids. Like, if you get excited as your kids to rewatch Moana and Frozen, you're already planning your whole family's outfits for your 2022 trip to Orlando. You're definitely a choog, according to TikToker Rod. I love Disney, but I mean, I've only been to Disneyland once in my life. I would have loved to go more, but it's
expensive.
Yeah, I feel like Danny would be more of a choog.
I have none of this.
No,
at all. I have no interest to see any Disney film ever, and I never have. I never grew up on the princesses. I was a Barney girl. Yeah, Barney, but I was never like Cinderella. I know none of it.
See, I loved him growing up, and now that I have a little brother, I get him to watch other Disney movies. Like he loves like cars in general, like vehicles.
Okay,
like he sees trucks, like fire truck, but he. It sounds like he's saying something else.
That's probably amazing.
Yeah. And it's not the F word. It sounds like he's saying rooster.
Oh.
It's kind of funny.
But he doesn't watch like The Princesses and Frozen and all. He's not into that kind
of
thing.
No, I put on the movie Cars for him and he loves Cars.
Yeah,
and
that makes sense.
He'll watch like the toddler shows like Tots and like Puppy Dog Pals and he loves Paw Patrol. Well, that's not Disney. But I just showed him. Granted, he was at my house yesterday, so he was really excited just to be at my house. So he didn't pay attention to the TV, but I put Wreck-It Ralph on like just to see what he would do.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, I'll put those
And you
types.
Love that.
And I love Wreck-It Ralph. And I've put Lilo and Stitch on. He doesn't really have much... Like, he doesn't really care for it right now.
He better start.
I know, right?
That's like your favorite. Well, and that would be good, too, like, if he did like those movies, because you can actually like them as well.
Right, and they're easy to watch. There's somewhere I'm like, I don't want to watch this.
Yeah.
You think of yourself, number three, is you think of yourself as a girl boss. And, of course, you're driven, ambitious, and hardworking, but if you use this hashtag, hashtag girl boss, have a mug that says it or have used it to describe you are now hitting all your professional goals with a vengeance, and you could be a chuggy. I feel like the unfortunate thing with that hashtag, like, I love the idea. When it first came out, I really loved that idea. It's like, okay, empowerment, like, get, like, not only empowering yourself, empowering other women to, like, get after it career goal-wise.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool. But I feel like a lot of people that use that term are into the, like, what is it, MLMs, the multi-level marketing, aka pyramid schemes.
Yep.
I will call them pyramid schemes to your face.
I just watched the LuLaRoe one.
LuLaRoe?
Yeah, the LuLaRoe one. Yeah, and they hashtag, I think it was girl boss all the time.
Yeah.
So I was like jokingly like calling me a girl boss. My guy's like, no, it's not a good thing. You see what's happening in this documentary? Like, don't say that.
So where was the documentary? Was it on Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
Okay. Because I saw that too and I kind of wanted to watch it. Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
It's funny because I knew LuLaRoe and I had a friend that was in, or I had two friends, I think, in LuLaRoe. And so I have some of their product.
So for those who don't know what LuLaRoe is, because you're all probably dudes.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you had a girlfriend or a wife or a sister that sold them. It was like an Avon. If you remember Avon, it's a pyramid scheme. I'm going to say it's a pyramid scheme.
Dun, dun, dun. Which apparently I didn't know are illegal.
Pyramid schemes are. They are. That's why they're called multi-level marketing.
But multi-level marketing isn't illegal.
No.
Pyramid schemes are, though. I was like, wait, what? I thought they were the same thing.
Yep. They're pretty much the same.
Yeah, they're pretty much. Yeah, there's a fine line.
I'm very soured on pyramid schemes because I've had... My parents are very sweet and they're very easily influenced.
So
my mom's gone into them and I'm like, why, mom?
Like, she signed up to be... Like, she to actually sell the product?
Yeah, she was selling... It was... Do you remember... It was a company that sold, like... fake jewelry, like costume jewelry that was like really fun, funky, like maybe for like maybe a chuggy mom, because there was some like
or Halloween,
I guess, but there's like pearls with like every other pearl or a couple pearls were like cheetah print, like it was kind of
it
wasn't real jewelry, but it was like $20, $15.
It was like 40 year olds trying to be
Claire's. Cool. It was a Claire's for 40 year olds.
Wow, I loved Claire's back in the day.
So my mom got into it because her cousin was into it, and I'm like, mom, you don't wear jewelry. I don't wear any of this jewelry. I buy all my jewelries at Spencer's. Mind you, I was like 18 years old.
Yeah, none of this stuff is and black Hot Topic. And has skulls on it, mom.
I mean, there were some, like, you can tell they're trying to be edgy, but No,
it's knock off.
And I'm like, why did you do this, mom? Like, and she's not a salesman. Like, my mom's not a salesperson.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it was nice because, like, you got, like, the jewelry for, like, a buck or two a piece. So if you don't sell a certain amount, but, like, every month or whatever, they'll eventually, like, you have to sign up to do it.
Okay.
And they'll, like, cancel your ability to go because you could go to, like, their mini stores or whatever and buy more.
Inventory. Yeah.
So we ended up just using it. Oh, someone's birthday. Here you go.
Yeah. So we free gift for you.
That's kind of how it was for a few years. But I was just like, mom, don't get into this because no. And like, I've seen it happen with a lot of friends and family. And it's like, it's not a good way to go.
Yeah. And what I learned jokingly, not jokingly, but at least with LuLaRoe specifically, if you were one of the first ones, and I don't know if this is with everything, but I think it might be like with Mary Kay and stuff. If you are one of the first people to like be in this company or do the selling, that's where you make the money.
Well, that's exactly why it's a pyramid scheme, because you're at the very top.
So I was like, so babe, so if something new and hot, quote unquote, is coming, I'm going to be one of the first ones to sign up, because obviously those like 3, 4, 5 maybe people are living big. Well, actually some of them totally completely blew their money, but some of them are like, yeah, I know that like now I wouldn't be able to make what I made if I had started right. now, you know? And I was like, dang, she's probably got money.
And LuLaRoe was leggings and like really funky prints.
And like long skirts. And
uh-huh. It's sad because you have to buy your own inventory and they sell you on it. They use terms like hashtag girl boss to make you not only feel special, empowered, it makes you think, oh, you're a business owner. This is your own business because you're putting your money forward. No, it's a pyramid scheme because you're taking their money and you will get more money because of the money they put in and they now have to sell. And either they have to take advantage of somebody else or they lose their money.
Yeah, they targeted it as like stay-at-home moms.
Yeah,
like, don't you want to like make your own money too, but and like feel like you can contribute to the household? And
that's why I'm so like,
yeah.
And they use terms like "girl boss" to get like under it to kind of make this cult mentality like you're a girl boss.
So awkward too. I've had some friends in like a few different ones, and like you want to be nice and supportive, so you go over to their house when they're having like a party or whatever. And I first didn't know what I was getting into, and so I went over there, and then there was like her mentor or whoever she's under like trying to sell me all this, and I'm like, oh, I thought we were just gonna like hang out. Like I didn't realize this was like a meeting or a sales pitch, and I'm like, now you want me to drop like a few 20 30 50 100 200 like dollars, and I'm like, I don't want any of this.
And like I remember I got stuck in one of the makeup ones.
Yeah, that's when I was stuck in too.
And we were told like, hey, my friend's trying to sell these products. I'm like, okay, sure. And she made it like, we're gonna get facials and stuff like that, and I'm like, oh, that's cool, like, you know, maybe like an intimate group of like maybe anywhere between 5 and 10 people, and I'm like, sure, whatever. And it ended up being like 30 people, and it was like at an actual like somebody rented off like an office space or whatever.
Oh man, that was legit.
And we had to do our own facials, like we were just washing our faces with these tiny mirrors, and like they were just,
that's so awkward.
it was,
I don't want to wash, like if someone was doing it for me, sure, but I don't want to like wash my face in front of like all these strangers, right? And like have a mask on. And
it was just awkward. And the woman who was there, she's like asking everyone, because at the time my friend worked at Starbucks, and that's how she met the girl that was doing it. It's like, oh, do you guys all work at Starbucks? I'm like, well, I don't, I'm friends with this one. And she's like, what do you do? And I was telling her, and she's like, well, how much do you make?
Oh God.
In front of everybody. I'm like, and she just was so aggressive about it. Like, I don't
like trying to get you to start selling their product type of thing. Oh, that's so, I would hate doing that. And I feel like it's just, it's too like invasive. Like what, like this is too much.
Oh, I made the mistake. They have in this article, they use the example of the girl boss because there's through a picture through Instagram, and the Instagram is Chug Life.
Oh no.
And like the other, because it's a mug. They're mugs with these sayings on them, like hashtag girl boss, coffee because adulting is hard. I use the term adulting all the time. My husband is hotter than my coffee. Or I can't be trusted at Target. Coffee because it's too early for wine.
Dude, I am stealing that. My husband is hotter than coffee. I've never heard of that before. That's hilarious.
But I'm looking at the Instagram Chug Life, and someone's like, if they did the pop sockets, like the ones I got on my phone. I love my pop socket because my freaking hand, I always drop everything. And it's a stand and I love it. And someone's like, efficient? Yes. Chuggy? Yes. Or even like, the earth is literally on fire, but first coffee. And they did that. They showed a picture of like Keurig and all the pod, like in like the stand with all the pods and stuff. I'm like, oh.
I mean, yeah, you got to have your coffee.
Yeah, I'm looking at all these things. I'm like, oh.
Vicky is now starting to get convinced that she's a Chug.
Well, they're like, hey, he calls this a bachelor pad. We call it Chuggy. And it's like they have all those lights, the LED lights that change color and stuff.
Wait, those are so cool.
I have them everywhere. I have it under my bed. I have it around my TV. I have one in my china cabinet.
Jesus, you do. And outside your house, right?
Well, technically, but they're not the LED strips.
Oh.
They're just the lights.
They're different ones. It doesn't count.
They're different.
Okay, what's next on this list?
This one is not me, thank God. But also, I mean, I wouldn't say no to it.
So you're two for two?
Let's see. I don't think of myself as a girl boss, like at least not in the last few years.
You're Disney.
I like Disney. I don't know if I would say infatuated.
I'm gonna say
like all the stuff.
That's a point for you.
I feel like all the stuff I have, most of it is gifts. So any like a lot of the like Lilo and Stitch stuff I've had, like shirts and bags and stuff, people give me. I don't really go buy stuff out for myself.
Yeah, but you still love it.
I still think the movie's cute and I love Stitch. But it's like, I'm not obsessed with the whole Disney in general. Like, I don't plan, like, spend all my money to go to Disneyland. I spend it on tattoos and other bad things.
Tattoos of Disney characters.
I was like, wait, do I? I do not.
You don't have any Disney characters?
I have a Pokemon.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I thought you had Stitch on you.
No, maybe eventually. You're a big fan of cruises that stop at Atlantis. I've never been on a cruise. I feel like I would just throw up the entire time.
Me too.
So apparently the only thing chugier than a cruise is one that stops at Atlantis in the Bahamas. But hey, who could blame you for just trying to plan a solid winter vacation for your family?
Hell like, yeah.
It looks pretty.
I would so go to Atlantis if I like could or someone just was like, hey, you want to go to Atlantis?
Especially yeah. if I can't, if I just get...
I always think how like, oh man, I want to go on a cruise sometime, and then I always forget I get motion sickness or seasickness, yeah. both. Like,
yep.
but
yep.
I'm like, maybe a cruise would be okay. But I've been on big boats and I've gotten motion sickness on big mm-hmm. boats before.
I get motion sickness on the planes when we take off and land.
That's something I never get, unless there's really, really bad turbulence. But mm-hmm. usually planes, I'm totally fine with.
I think it's just because of the change in elevation, how it shakes a little bit. That's what gets me.
God, I'm so glad I am, though, because I cannot imagine being sick nope. in air.
I don't throw up. I just get really nauseous and it's not comfortable.
Yeah.
Number five, I'm going to state that anything I have of this were all gifts. Cause I don't buy myself any of this.
Okay, Vicky. It's like the Disney. Just admit yeah. you're the biggest. What's it called?
Chug.
Chug ever.
You love your Office and Friends merch. Like, I don't love it. I have Friends merch, but
oh,
I don't have
Friends, the
like,
show. Okay.
Like,
oh,
like
you love The Office. Okay.
Or, no, I mean, no, The Office isn't. I've never seen The Office. I've seen clips.
No, I thought you meant like an Office office.
Oh, no. The like, movie, the show The Office and the show Friends.
Got
it's everywhere right now. And it's so, I don't know if this is 100% chug because I feel like a lot of Gen Zers, the ones that would call everyone chugs, they're really into it too.
I thought Gen Zs could be chugs too.
I guess you could. But, like, I feel like they're the ones calling older people chugs more often than not.
I love Friends.
I love it, too. But how much Friends stuff? Do you have, like, a Friends sign or pictures or stuff?
Oh, hell no.
I still have the DVDs in case, like, there's, you know, internet outage or something.
There's an internet outage.
And I need to watch something. But I haven't really watched Friends in a long time. Like, I had a Friends shirt for a while, and I ended up giving it to my friend's daughter, and she was obsessed with it. Like, she was so excited. Like,
yeah, but, so it's just if you have
if you love your Friends or Office merch.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't have any of that. No. I watch it. I still laugh out loud.
Yeah. So I think having all the Office stuff and all the Friends stuff, the shirts and the picture frames and all like the other stuff, coffee
like,
mugs.
I think that's weird for like to have a bunch of that stuff for anything.
I mean, yeah. Like, so we're not this one then. We love the show, but we're not obsessed like this.
Yes. You're obsessed with the show, though. You know things that, like, you do deep cuts. I don't do deep cuts.
I'm not as obsessed as I used to be, but I have all the memory. Number six is not me.
Okay.
I used to do this, use it, because it was...
God, you used to have all these. Used to be a chug.
Well, no, it's if you use Herbal Essence shampoo. And it's like, apparently, they categorize the love for this shampoo that we all loved in the 90s, chuggy. But, like, how could anyone resist the classic rose hip scent? I feel like a lot of people who still use it because they loved it in the 90s.
Oh.
I think that's where it's kind of coming from.
I don't even know if I've ever used it. I honestly just use like anything that's good for blondes.
Well, like growing up, like we would always switch back and forth. So like between Pantene, Herbal Essence and stuff. But they have kind of done like hair studies and stuff. That's especially because when I dye my hair, it strips your color a lot. Mm-hmm. So I end up not using that. I use like quote unquote fancier shampoos.
Yeah, special stuff.
But I remember using it when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, that stuff is cheap.
And it smelled good. But I use the other stuff that makes my head tingle.
That makes your head. Yeah, we use that nice stuff because we got to, like, keep our hair for what we got. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We don't want to have to get those Karen haircuts when we're older.
Right. You're all about this. Oh, no, sorry. I almost skipped this one. Number seven is me.
Oh, she admits it. And it's still her.
You wear Uggs and giant scarves. That's both me.
Do you wear real Uggs or do you wear Fugs?
I wear Uggs and bear claws.
Oh, you wear the real ones?
Well, they're gifts. My dad got me these for Christmas like 3 years ago and I love them.
Wow.
I'm wearing them right now.
I don't have, I don't think I have any real Uggs.
I think we get them at the, there's an outlet in Marysville, kind of where I live. So I've gotten, my mom and dad got me ones that had like the, not rhinestone, but you know that weird, it has like a rhinestone effect, but it's like these weird little kind of flat gemmy things, shiny stuff.
Oh.
Sequins, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They had one like with a bunch of like skull and crossbones on it. I'm like, okay, ooh, that's cool and all, but I'm not 13.
Yeah. So you're like, no.
So I had to switch them out. And the only ones I found that were in my size that I liked at that time were these gray ones, and they got these like shiny little bows on, like they're gem bows. Those. So I still have those, and they're real Uggs, and they last.
Damn.
The thing I realized is that I have bought many of like the fake ones,
mm-hmm,
like, or the off-brand ones, and they're inexpensive, especially during the holidays. They'll go on sale from like $80 to like $30 or $40.
Yep.
And they're very comfortable. However, they last me like a year.
Really?
I've had these for like three.
Damn, three I've had my fake Uggs. Well, this is me. Wow. For 10 years.
Okay, wow.
My and I knew that because the guy I was dating at that time when I was 19 gave them to me, and I still have them.
And they're still good?
Yeah, dude. Oh,
okay.
I mean, I don't like really wear them that often. Okay. I used to wear them all the time, but I don't really anymore because they're like not waterproof.
Okay.
So it's like, you know what I mean? They're not like, I don't know. But
there's ways to make things like your shoes, especially canvas shoes or anything. I don't know if you could do them with like suede shoes or whatever.
Yeah.
Uggs are made out of. But if you take beeswax, I mean, you could even do a crayon, but they have different colors. But if you take beeswax and you rub it all over your shoes like your Converse, and then you take a hairdryer and melt it, so it kind of creates a seal on your shoe.
Does it look weird on it? The beeswax?
Once you melt it, you can't tell.
Really?
Like when you're rubbing it on, you could see it. It kind of looks like a weird film. But then you heat it up. It kind of sinks in, and it becomes not waterproof, but water repellent.
Resistant.
It repels water easier because it's just the wax like rolls off instead
that
of soaking
so
in.
So weird.
So I have beeswax. If you want some,
I'm like, can I just bring you my shoes? All yeah, my shoes? Does it work with flip flops? I'm just kidding.
You dummy. But I also love big scarves.
You are very big. Scarf person. I'm like not the biggest scarf person, but then once I realize I have a scarf, because you've given me some, your mom's made me one, but yeah, once I like, oh yeah, I should wear it. Dude, scarves make you so much warmer.
I know.
It's stupid.
It's just so cozy. I love it.
Yeah, it is.
Number 8 might be you.
Oh, okay.
You're all about cheesy social media expressions and hashtags.
Oh my God. Yes. Live, laugh, love. Hashtag that. Put a sign on it.
According to Chug Life on Instagram, they have like a bunch of them.
Okay. Give it to me.
20 fun on 21st birthdays.
It's 20 fun. Oh, instead of 21.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm too stupid. I didn't even get that. No, but I'm ready for when I turn 31. 30 wonderful. I got that one down. I'm ready.
What is it? I'm feeling 22 on the 22nd birthday. I'm guessing that might be.
Oh, that's a Taylor Swift song. Your favorite.
Yeah.
I'm feeling 22.
I'm guessing that's a reference to something I don't know.
I probably hashtag that when I turn 22.
If you were 22 at the time. I don't know when that song came out.
I guess I'm old, so.
Thank You Next, that's Ariana Grande.
I do not like her, so I would not do that.
Actually, I like Ariana Grande. I think she's funny.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
she's so talented. Like, have you ever seen her do, she'll go on, like, Jimmy Fallon, and they do this thing where they play a game where you get a random musician in a random song. Like, it's usually a kid's song.
Oh.
So they have to pretend to be that person.
Yeah.
Imitate them, and then sing, like, a children's song.
Yeah, I think I have seen that, actually.
Like, I've heard her do Cher and all these other people. I'm like, holy crap, this woman. Like, she's really good at mimicking.
Yeah.
So she's talented. And I will be the first to say, Taylor Swift is very talented, very gorgeous, very successful.
Yeah, it's like,
I just want to slap her in the face. I don't know why.
Ariana Grande's like Mariah Carey to me. Like, I know they're both talented, they both said blah, 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 but, like, they're both, I'm just like...
Mariah Carey does feel like she's way too into herself.
Yeah, but they have that similar voice.
Oh, that's why
I got you next. You know, I'm like, oh.
Next one is Life's a Beach.
Oh, and we're just playing in the sand. That's a little Wayne lyric.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
Life's
that.
A beach and we're just playing in the sand.
Oh, it's just, I think that's just kind of been one of those like funny coffee mug terms for a while. Like,
yeah.
Life's a beach. Life's a beach. There was this one. I don't know if you did this in middle school and maybe people in high school or elementary school, but you had like all these random, like, not poems, but like, I just remember there was one I think it was like speed, weed, birth control, drug, sex, rock and roll, life's a bitch, then you die, F the world, let's get high. That's what
Whoa!
It was.
It's like a children's rhyme, but like
dirty.
Twisted.
Yeah. And I remember that was something we would say all the time and write in people's yearbooks.
Wow. And so, I liked that.
So whenever anybody says life's a beach, I always think, and then you die. So life's a bitch and let's get high. So that's what I think of. I don't think of just a beach.
Wow. I wish I learned that. That's a good little rhyme.
We knew a bunch of those. I got to figure out if I still have like my yearbooks.
We just played the hand clap games, like Sally had a seashell, but like we would never twist
them. Yeah,
like,
we did those. We did those too.
Be, like the regular versions.
Well, what was the other one? Miss Susie had a steamboat. The steamboat had a belt. Steamboat had a belting.
Something went to heaven.
The steamboat went to heaven. Miss Susie went to hell.
Hello, operator. Please give me number 9. Yeah.
And when you disconnect me, I'll chop off your behind the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Oh, I could go on.
Oh, wow. I used to love those.
Do you know
That's
all of it?
That's a blast from the past. I think so.
Let's see.
I think it'd probably eventually come to me.
Let's see. I'm going to do it.
Gosh. Here
enjoy.
We go.
Because this is my podcast. And
are you going to sing it to us?
See, and chop off your behind the refrigerator, there laid a piece of glass. And there's hand motions with these, by the way.
She's doing them all right now.
That's how I remember the song. Miss Susie sat upon it and broke her little ask me no more questions. I'll tell you no more lies. Miss Susie and her boyfriend. Wait, was it?
The boys are in the bathroom kissing.
No. I'll tell you no more lies. The boys are in the bathroom zipping up their flies.
Yeah.
They're in the meadow. The bees are in their hives. Miss Susie and her boyfriend.
I thought they were in the park. The meadow in the park.
No.
She's like scolding. No.
I'm trying to remember. No, I'm yelling at myself for not remembering.
Oh, I was getting mad.
No. I'm like, dang it, I know it. Flies are in the meadow. The bees are in their hives.
The bees are in the park.
I knew hives,
Miss
but I'm trying to remember.
And her boyfriend are kissing in the D-A-R-K, D-A-R-K, dark, dark, dark.
I think it
That's how far
park.
We got at my school.
Oh, it gets more than that. Like, I think that might have been it, but I'm like, why doesn't it rhyme? And I think that's what's confusing me, because we would always say hives, but dark and parks. It makes more sense.
Maybe you had something like more, like in...
Maybe.
Like a other version.
We're kissing in the D-A-R-K, D-A-R-K, dark, dark, dark. Dark is like a movie, a movie's like a show. A show is like a TV set, and that is all I know. I know my ma. I know my pa.
Jesus Christ.
I know my sister with the 40-acre bra, bra, bra. And that was it.
Oh, yeah. The 40-acre bra. Yeah. I remember that.
I'm like, that would have been awesome. Man. Just some big old...
Dude, bits. Your back would be destroyed holding those up. Well, I'm glad we sussed that out.
Thank
Good
you.
Job.
Okay, that was like figuratively killing me.
And if you've never heard of that, I'm so sorry. You had to experience that.
Enjoy. This was what middle school and high school and even a little elementary school was for us.
Dude, always
high school.
I'm waiting for the bus.
Yeah.
Always singing
just,
this.
Yeah. Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
How about like I did a thing or hashtag I did a thing? I always say I did a thing.
I actually don't use that one.
This was usually specifically after cutting or dyeing your hair. But I just say it for everything. It's like I did a thing. But I usually say it like... I feel like when people say it, they say, like, I did a thing. When I say it, I'm like, I did a thing.
Yeah, like,
I'm in trouble.
I might regret this. I guess I don't really do a lot of big things. So I don't do a lot of drastic changes.
Yeah, you don't like
change. So I'm never like, I did a thing and, like, chop my hair off or something.
Views for mountain photos.
Oh, you just say views?
I guess. Or let's get silly, but it's spelled S-Y-L-L-Y. Or variations of silly week captions.
No,
I've never heard of
that. I don't really like the word silly.
But I've never heard of it or seen it spelt like that. Like
me
in
either.
This version. Like, okay, sure.
That sounds pretty choogy.
Yeah, so that is like the last one on the list. But they're saying if you have no shame using Ariana Grande lyrics or I did a thing in your Instagram captions, you can fully embrace your chooginess right now. But remember, what's old is always new again. So if you're intent on loving all things pumpkin spice latte and those super choogy jeans, you've likely are just ahead of everyone else and embracing it is eventual. The next eventual
wave. That's a very nice twist to put on that.
Right. Like, I think this is somebody who is a choog that's like, what are we going to do?
Yeah. This is what happens. It'll eventually be cool again.
But like, it is so weird. I don't know if you're having this weird moment seeing all of these teenagers dressing like we did in elementary, middle school, and maybe even high school. Like, I feel like it all hit at once because I'm like, oh, I remember wearing that when I was into the Spice Girls when I was 8 or 9. And then you're dressing like I did in high school, like that weird goth emo thing.
Yeah.
And it's just,
yeah. But it's like weird because I feel like we're too old to go back and do that, even though we did it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like the flare out pants and stuff. I'm like, I still have a pair because I'm me. But like I used to wear that all the time. But nowadays I'm like, I know it's like back in hip and stylish now, quote unquote. But yet in my mind, I'm like, I don't think it is, or I don't think I could pull it off. Like, I feel like I'm too old for that, even though I don't know. It's weird.
It's interesting because like I feel like a lot of things are pulled from different generations. Like, I know the flare jeans were kind of like our version of the like bell bottoms from the
70s. Yep.
But I just remember all the problems that came with those flare jeans.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. They'd get soaked.
They would get soaked. And if you're short like me and your pants came and like if they fit your waist, they were too long.
Yep.
So they would just get raggedy and ripped at the bottom. And if it was rainy,
muddy.
All the way. And if it was a really bad day and you couldn't get home in time to change, it would go all the way up to the back of your knee.
Yeah. Yeah. Wet. Yeah. So. And then I remembered I always wore Vans with them. And then I was like, I can't hike them up because I feel like my feet look so big and like just the slide on Vans. So I'm like, then I look like I had a clown feet.
Yep.
So I just let it get wet.
See, I always wanted like the skater Vans, but my folks didn't really like them.
Like the puffy one, the bigger ones? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they're like, how much support are you getting in those? And we always just end up wearing what my dad would wear. Like, I got a lot of the Adidas, so it was more of that, not gangster, but like that. Like, I feel like there was like the Mexican kids like at church would always wear like these Adidas type shoes.
Yep, yep.
They were a little more on the ghetto side, and like that's the ones I would wear, usually black.
But you're like, I don't want to be ghetto, I want to be a skater.
But I mean, they had a similar look, they just weren't super puffy. They were rounded and stuff.
Probably more support too.
Yeah, probably.
Like, I didn't care though. Like, back in the day.
I remember, do you remember like when you put the like 25 or 50 cents into those machines and you get those stickers, and they had like the little homies, they had like the more like
the super sparkly ones?
Some of them were sparkly,
yes.
But they weren't, like, they were like little girl, like not girls, but women characters. And so they were usually kind of like ghetto-y or like chola is the word I'm looking for. Cholo vibes. Chola.
Is it like when there's like a decal on a truck and it's like the silhouette of a female's body?
No, they weren't.
Love those.
They weren't the silhouettes. Trying to find like if I can, like stuff like this. Oh my God, I had these.
Oh, they look like a Bratz doll.
They kind of do, but before Bratz, there's like the angel and the devil, and they had a lot for like the cholos and like the Latinx community and stuff.
Oh.
And so I had one. I pulled one, and I looked exactly like her.
Wait, that's amazing.
Except for she had, I think, box braids, which is like the really, almost like, they almost look like cornrows.
Cornrows, yeah.
But she was wearing blue jeans, which I wore blue jeans all the time, with a like blue or white tank top. And she had a pair of white sneakers with the blue lines, like an Adidas, light blue lines. And I had those exact shoes. And I would always wear a light blue bandana in my hair. Especially
did you have braids
soccer.
In too?
That was the only thing we didn't look. But the whole thing, like kind of tan. And I was tan at the time. I'm like, this is me.
So are you pulling it off?
No.
Oh. I think that looked like, you know, like when they kind of like look like little pimp, little like pimpish. I think that's so like nice.
I was like in between all these.
You were trying. You were all wannabe.
I was, because I couldn't find my. But like now I'm seeing kids like wearing this kind of stuff. I'm like, what?
Dude, bring it back, girl. Try to be a, what is it, a cholo?
Chola.
A chola. Ooh, a chola. Sounds sexier than a cholo. Chola.
Well, cholo means it's the male version.
Yeah, chola. Yeah, try it, dude.
No, I don't mean, because I would rather go back to like high school emo goth era.
I mean, you could do that too. Just like used to start wearing like a bunch more eyeliner and like random like hardcore things, like brass knuckle rings and stuff.
It was, I still have, I think, some of the jewelry.
See, and like,
but it's like falling apart.
Handcuff necklaces and earrings.
I had the earrings. I had like those. Two or three sets, and I've actually taken them apart now because they're kind of breaking off. So I'm using them for like jewelry pieces or whenever I do arts and crafts. So it's my arts and crafts thing now.
Yeah, but the mini handcuffs are so cute.
I had ones that actually opened up.
Dude.
And they were kind of in the shape of a heart. It was really cool.
Oh, see, I love that,
and
actually.
And I got it all at Spencer's and Hot Topic at the time.
Heck yeah.
And I was broke, so I may or may not have shoplifted.
She definitely stole everything.
When I was in high school, yeah.
Yeah.
Not good.
At least you admit it now. And you never got caught, so.
Yeah, I didn't. I knew a few people that did, and I was not bad.
You're like, thank God that wasn't me, because your parents would have killed you.
Oh, yeah.
Do they know that you used to steal?
And now they know my brother did, because my brother got caught once.
Ugh, your brother did it wrong.
He got caught over the dumbest thing, too.
It was like a candy bar or something.
No, worse. So he's a runner, and so one of the things he drinks for to like get back his electrolytes, it's better than Gatorade, he says, is Pedialyte.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's good, like, if you're hungover and stuff. And so him and my dad have the same name. So they would just, my dad's like, oh, my credit card, I think it got stolen or something, so he didn't have it. He said, can I borrow yours and I'll pay you back? Because I need to go make a payment for something. But I was like, my brother's like, sure. And he forgot to get it back. He's like, crap, I need to buy this, but I don't have my credit card.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, screw it, I'm just going to take it. And he got caught.
He just walked out?
I think he was about to, and they got him.
And did he even try to hide it?
He did.
Oh, he put it like down his pants or
something? Yeah, I think he was like doing it and they got him right before. And
so, what'd they say? Like
he wasn't allowed to go back to that store again.
Did they call your parents or did
I think my brother told him.
Did the police
I don't remember
come?
How old he was. I don't know if he was 18 or 17 at the time.
But they just took the Pedialyte back.
Yeah, like I think they put him in the, which is weird because I thought they couldn't stop you. Like they couldn't touch you.
Yeah, I know different places like have different rules, but right. I didn't think they could either.
This is also what?
But they put
10,
him in a little like
ago.
Detention center?
Not a detention center, but like in a back room.
Holding
or
cell or something.
Yeah. Something. It's like, dude.
All for a Pedialyte.
Right? I'm like, it wasn't even anything cool you try to steal.
And he was probably so thirsty that entire time. That is lamer than a candy bar. You're right.
Yeah, it is. So, I mean, so my dad, he's like, okay. Like, my brother explained. And he's like, okay, just don't do it again.
Yeah.
If it was me, I would have, I'd still be grounded.
Well, yeah. You probably would have stolen, like, a few $100 worth of stuff. So
I stole clothes and jewelry and hats. And
been a little different.
Yeah.
Different story than, like, a $3 drink.
Right. But I'm curious to know what styles, like, that are coming back are, like, wait. Why is this coming back? Like Janko jeans? Like
oh gosh, that shouldn't come back.
Like the chokers that we used to wear
that also
like a
shouldn't
tattoo.
Come back.
Like and then I see a bunch of girls doing like the butterfly clippy hair thing. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh, do I remember that? I was loving those butterflies.
Same. But I'm like, I've been seeing grown women wear it, and it just feels weird because I'm like, I was 8 when I wore mine.
I know. See, that's what I'm thinking. Like, that's what I feel like with like the flare out jeans and stuff. Like I feel like it's in, and us not. Dressing like that makes us look older because we're not with the times, and yet I feel too old to try to be with the times.
Right. I hated this. Was it the whale tail with the low rider jeans?
Oh, you mean the thong showing?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. That could stay forever. Oh, you bend over and the thong is just out of the person's pants. It's so trashy, but so
A little bit, whatever. Everyone's underwear shows from time to time, but like when it's a huge, like it's the whale tail. It's not even like a dolphin tail. It's a whale tail.
So
it's just
funny.
Right there.
And then you're probably like, dude, that's probably really uncomfortable for
I'm
you.
I'm like, how's that yeast infection?
Yeah, like, do you notice that it's like all the way up there?
No.
I love it though. I think it sucks. It's like tramp stamps. Like you bend over and you get a little surprise.
No.
Would you rather have a booty crack?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. You wouldn't want a plumber to come over and then all of a sudden hella whale tailing.
Actually, maybe the whale tail is better because I remember when I was a kid, my pants were too loose. And I was like 10 to 12 years old and we were doing a pinata. And I go to grab all the candy and my pants slid. My aunt comes in. Shout out to my aunt Dina. Grabbed an ice cube and just plop.
Oh, right down there.
Down the butt crack.
See, if you had a thong all the way hiked up there,
I feel like she would have given me a wedgie.
The ice
she's
cube,
just that kind
she probably
of
would have.
She's that like, kind of aunt.
It would have went like over your head. Yeah, maybe the ice cube would have been better, actually.
Oh, God, that's awful. But what are some fashion things that are coming back or just random things that are coming back from like the 90s, 80s or even earlier that you're kind of surprised to see or that you're embracing?
Yeah.
Maybe you're really digging this. And are you a chug?
Yeah, we got to know. Are you a chuga?
Chug.
Just chug?
It's chug. If it's like you are a chug or you're being chuggy.
Chuggy, what you got? I wanted to be like a chola.
Spanish.
I'm like, is it a chuga?
Chuga.
Chug. Just chug.
But we're curious. Maybe you're a little chug. Are you a chug, Caesar? It sounds so bad. It sounds like
it sounds like we're saying something we shouldn't say. Like, it does.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a like a racial slur.
Yeah, God, it's weird. They need to change the word.
Well, just like, I'm a millennial, okay? Basic bitch millennial. I'll call myself that.
Now you're a basic bitch choog.
I don't want
a basic choog bitch. There we go.
I don't want it. So enjoy being a choog.
Bye.